Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
So Melanie, did you go to the movies this week?
I absolutely did.
Okay.
Went to the movies last night, as a matter of fact. And saw a movie that I might not necessarily have gone to see it, except that... It's one of the very few, maybe, well, almost the only movie playing in English I haven't already seen.
Oh, okay.
And it is called Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Far From Home. Hmm. And the first thing I should mention is that on the Maison de Cinema site, on their sort of opening page, where they have the schedule, it says that it's only in French. This is not true.
Okay, that's another glitch.
Not so sure why these mistakes keep happening, but they do. So don't be deterred if you go onto that first page where they have all the movies, that a little like a little mini poster for all the movies, and then it says in small letters FR. But then if you click on it, it will tell you that in fact it is, there are English showings.
Okay, good.
Of the movie, so that's one hurdle to get past. It is, in my opinion, which is all you're going to get from me, it's fun. It's a fun movie. My occasional co-critic, Jerry, didn't much like it.
Oh.
In fact, he didn't much like it so much that he nodded out a few times. And I don't know how he did that, because it's a really kind of loud, action-packed movie. Anyway, and I said, oh, I really did like it. I think it had the Spider-Man moves are just a hoot. He is, he's a kind of, he's now been played by three different actors. Currently, a young British actor named Tom Holland, who sounds very, very North American. You'd never know he was British until you see him sitting in an interview situation. And it's always, Peter Parker is always a kind of a nerd. He's, you know, not terribly well built. And Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were previous Spider-Men. And they're all kind of a little bit, you know, on the skinny, wimpy side. But is he ever strong?
Okay.
And he has not just one, but several Spider-Man outfits to put on. And in this particular movie, when he goes to Europe, for reasons that I won't disclose at the moment, he is frequently seen wearing not his usual red and blue Spider-Man look, but rather a black, totally black outfit.
Oh.
Anyway, so there are some real surprises in this one. There are some, for me, outstanding special effects. There's, needless to say, there's some giant economy-sized bad guys in this one. And in this case, they're from the elements. So you have a big water monster and a fire monster and an earth monster and I guess an air monster. But the ones that we see are the water monster and the fire monster. And they're big and scary and very powerful and just well done. And they wreak huge havoc in Europe, because Peter Parker and his class have gone off to Europe on a class trip. It's kind of a science-oriented class trip. And the sort of the sub-theme in all this is Peter Parker trying to woo MJ. I think it's Mary Jane, who is his the young lady that he fancies, as they say in the UK. So that's part of it. And then there's some other interesting kind of little goings on with himself and his friends. Of course, the big plot has to do with what to do about these giant monsters. And this is the occasion for the introduction of Mysterio, who arrives on the scene and fights these big monster things with some help from Peter Parker, Spider-Man. There is, however, more to it than that, because if that were it, then the movie would be over a lot sooner than it actually is. But I won't go into that. Suffice to say that it is a really fine film in terms of computer-generated special effects. And the young folks and the always popular Nick Fury character is very kind of sardonic.
Okay.
So there's some typical Marvel comic universe elements in there. And it's fun. It is just good fun. I was a little surprised that my partner fell asleep, but he did. So that just goes to show you that one does not always agree with one's spouse or friends.
Okay.
So I would recommend this one quite highly. Certainly if you're a Spider-Man fan, and there have now been, I don't know how many Spider-Man movies. The one before this actually was a Spider-Man feature-length cartoon, which was excellent. So go see this one if you like Spider-Man, or if you just are a big CG fan, as I tend to be. And if you like surprises. Oh, and by the way, Mysterio is played by one of my favorite actors, Jake Gyllenhaal. So that was just a little bonus for me.
Okay.
There was Jake. Okay, so other things playing locally in English. Toy Story 4. Absolutely go see this one. This is just good fun, good message to it. Clever animation, definitely worth a see. Even if you haven't seen any of the other Toy Stories, which you probably have, it's still worth going to see. And it's there in both languages still, but that doesn't mean it'll be there for long. Other movies in English, there is a kind of a horror movie called Midsummer. In English, and honestly, I don't know much about that. I read a little bit about it, and it was a bit forgettable, so I didn't pay that much attention. Spider-Man, as I mentioned, pay no attention to the front page where it looks like it's only in French. And last but definitely not least is the movie Yesterday, which is still there in both languages. And this is about if the Beatles never existed. Although they did exist, and only a handful or less than that of people have just sort of remembered, oh yeah, Beatles.
Okay.
So definitely see that one. Great music, cute story, good performances. Danny Boyle directed this, and he's the person who brought us Slumdog Millionaire a few years ago, among many other things. So for sure worth going to. Now, this coming week, the next films on their way to our local theater, there are just two, actually. Starting on July 12th, and one is called The Crawl. It has a giant, the title in giant letters in French, Terreur dans la tempête. And this has to do with a humongous hurricane, which hits, I believe it's Florida. And this is not so different from what's, we're actually seeing on our weather channels and all media come, soon it will be hurricane season. And high winds and huge destruction and so on. But in this case, the movie includes not just the usual horrors of a hurricane, but horrors that are somehow related to the hurricane, but they're truly horrible and supernatural. So I watched the promo, and it's something I'd recommend if you're interested in seeing that movie, that you too go on the website and just have a look at the English version of the promo to see if it's something that would be of enough interest to warrant going to see it. I am not so sure I will.
Okay.
Not being a big horror fan.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's also beginning on the 12th is called Stuber, S-T-U-B-E-R. It's in French and English, and it's a comedy. But it seems to be an action comedy, which looked, for lack of a better word, cute. I don't know what to say about it. It looked like a cute action comedy. In fact, it may end up being the one that I go to see to have something to chat with you about the week after. A little later, though, there are, in fact, a number of good movies coming our way the week after and the week after that. I'll just give you a hint. One of them is The Lion King.
Oh, okay.
But that's not, that's not this week. So I probably will go see that, having actually never seen the cartoon. And this is an animated but not animated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, The Lion King. It's been many things. It's been a Broadway show and so on. And now it's become a movie again. So probably go see that. Beyond that, nothing special. There's always some interesting information in the Maison de Cinema, their newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that they have a new kind of room. They've set up a new room near Cinema 7, which they're happy about. But I won't go into that because I don't know enough about it, and it's not a movie. So there you go. But it's called a Nouveau Salon Unique Près de la Salle Numéro 7. So you might want to, the next time you're there, just check out this new kind of a pop-up room that they've set up.
Mm.
The folks at the Maison de Cinema, despite the errors that they occasionally make in postings and the fact that things seem to come and go awfully quickly in English most of the time, they still really do a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
They have many, many, many movies, many different kinds of movies. They have special events. They have, as I've mentioned many times, this wonderful price, eight tickets for $56. And that really is awfully hard to beat. So come out, support your local movie theater. Just something else to mention. If you go to the movies and it's like just before dinner and you're looking for a place, or you would like to go to dinner and then go to the movies, in that part of Sherbrooke, there are many, many fine restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Really wonderful restaurants. So go and make an evening of it, or an afternoon, and see a movie.
Okay. Thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.